You're listening to NewsHour with Claire Balderson. The latest diplomatic cables released by the whistleblower website WikiLeaks include a briefing by the US ambassador in Nigeria concerning the activities of the Shell oil company there. The ambassador quotes a vice president of Shell as saying the company had staff seconded to key ministries in the Nigerian government. In her words, Shell had access to everything that was being done in those ministries. Well, Shell declined our request for an interview, but the company issued a statement saying the assertion that Shell has somehow infiltrated the government of Nigeria is absolutely untrue, false and misleading. We've had no response to our efforts to get an interview from the Nigerian government. But I spoke to Jibril Aminu, the chairman of Nigeria's Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs. He was Minister of Petroleum Resources in the early 1990s. Did he believe that Shell had staff in government ministries?
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I don't see under what circumstances that would work. If you said they had people in the oil ministry, I might just listen. But if those staff are there, they would have been people who had been working for Shell and later were transferred to the government oil company, the NNPC, or the Minister of Petroleum. And even those people were in the very early days. I don't think there are many of them, if any, left at all there now.
Well, when you were in the petroleum ministry, were there people from Shell working for you or alongside you?
Well, they weren't really from Shell. They were people who were formerly Shell employees as they were growing up. Then when the government formed its oil company and it became independent under its own law, these people transferred their service to the company. They would be there. You cannot ask them not to have some kind of sympathy for Shell, but I would have been surprised if some of those good people I knew were actually pursuing the interests of Shell in the NNPC instead of pursuing the interests of Nigeria.
You didn't see then any conflict of interest? You didn't worry about what they might be telling their old friends in Shell?
Well, I did worry, but honestly, there is no circumstance that has ever arisen that has gotten me worried. In any case, I must also tell you that, as far as I could remember, our working relationship with Shell was very good. I didn't have any problem working with the local managing director or their directors or even people from the headquarters in The Hague.
As Nigerian Senator Jibril Aminu, but Ben Amunwar of the Oil Industry Watchdog Platform has a different view. His group has previously taken Shell to court for alleged human rights abuses in Nigeria.
To me, it seems highly likely that Shell do have a network of informants, essentially, within the Nigerian government ministries. And what the WikiLeaks expose does is it really shines a light on what is quite an untransparent and shadowy area of Shell's political lobbying within Nigeria. And essentially, you know, it doesn't surprise analysts and communities from the Niger Delta, because essentially the overlap between Shell and the Nigerian government has been very clear. They frequently use the Nigerian military, for instance, to provide security for their oil installations, and they are essentially partners in the joint venture that is producing oil there.
You say it's likely, and you use the word lobbying, and all over the world people lobby governments, but that's not quite the same thing, is it, as having your people in the ministries? And the implication, if the WikiLeaks cable is right, is that they're actually sort of telling the Nigerians what to do in more than the oil ministry.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, really, I would characterize Shell's political strategy in Nigeria as having a major influence on major policy decisions and laws. I mean, Anne Picard, the Shell executive that these leaks are revolving around, you know, pretty much blocked the Nigerian petroleum industry bill because it was less favorable to Shell's interests. Now, to have a company that has such a strong influence deeply embedded within the Nigerian state is surely quite a negative thing when it comes to democracy and actually the interests of the Niger Delta communities.
And of course, Shell says that this isn't the case. Do you think this is something, what you're describing, that goes beyond Shell, that other companies have relationships of influence, let's put it that way?
Absolutely. And really, it highlights the pressing need to sort of separate oil and state all over the globe. I mean, looking back at this year's Deepwater Horizon BP oil disaster. Essentially, one of the main causal factors of that was the cozy relationship between government regulators who were supposed to be independent and an oil company which was completely controlling the process and essentially, you know, scotching regulation attempts. Now, in Nigeria, we've seen that for over 50 years and the consequences have been dire for communities and the environment.
That's Ben Aminu of oil industry watchdog Platform. It's 20 years since he died, but Roald Dahl remains one of the most popular of all children's authors, thanks to